But first, General Milley's insurrection. That's the focus of tonight's angle. All year long, Democrats and Trump haters have clung to the events of January 6th with a white-knuckled death grip. They claim a riot that the Capitol Police should have been prepared for was actually an insurrection, the shortest in world history, by the way. But today we learn the truth. There was indeed an insurrection being planned around that time in Washington, but it took place at the Pentagon, and its chief architect was General Mark Milley. In a new book by Bob Woodward and Robert Acosta, we learn that Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, jumped the chain of command and then essentially installed himself, an unelected military officer, as the nation's commander-in-chief. Milley was overseeing the mobilization of America's national security state without the knowledge of the American people or the rest of the world. Some might contend that Milley had overstepped his authority, but he believed his actions were in good faith, a precaution to ensure that there was no historic rupture in the international order, no accidental war with China or others, and no use of nuclear weapons. Notice the framing. Yes, he may have violated both the military code and the Constitution, but it was all in good faith, grounded in good intentions for the international order. Now, what an arrogant, imperious boob. But none of us should be surprised about Milley. He's always craved acceptance and approval from the elites. Most evident when he issued that embarrassing on-cam apology in June 2020 for having walked across Lafayette Square with President Trump during the BLM unrest.
That sparked a national debate about the role of the military in civil society. I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics. As a commissioned, uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I have learned from.